So I was asked graciously to explain myself, to tell you why I'm here. I'm here because I think that the work you're doing is very important, and it's also because I'm a journalist and I have been following the work of the Catholic Church for more than 30 years now as editor of the National Catholic Reporter in the United States. And it's an honor to be with you today. I think there are something like 115, 120 women and one man. But it's okay. 2 months ago, I was in New Orleans, and I was there with the gathering of the Leadership Council of Women Religious. And I was one man and 800 women. So my qualifications are modest, but I've lived in Vietnam in the 1960s and early 70s for 5 or 6 years as a volunteer working with war refugees, and later as a journalist. And I have, my wife is a Catholic social worker from southern Vietnam. We've been married for 38 years. We have 3 children and 4 grandchildren. And so she helps me to understand women and women's issues. But in all seriousness, I believe that the work of the women religious in the Catholic Church today is the story that needs to be told, because the women religious are working at the grassroots, and they're thinking, and they're free in their hearts, and they keep being challenged to move on, to take the gospel more seriously in their lives, and they're doing it. So I really want to tell your stories. So I'm going to be writing a little bit about the gathering here in the next few days, and you can see that, what I write online at the National Catholic Reporter website. But also, I'm going to be listening to your stories so that after the conference, I can visit some of your countries or assign other journalists to come to your countries and to tell your stories. And we're also, I wanted to say that we're very grateful to the help that we're receiving in this effort from the Hilden Foundation and Sister Joyce, who is here and collaborating in this effort. So don't be afraid to come up to me and introduce me and introduce yourselves to me, or to take me aside and to ask me to listen to some particular story that is important to you and that speaks very importantly about some of the work that you're doing in your conference, in your country. So thank you very much for allowing me to be here. I'm very grateful to the executive committee for allowing me to come and to write as best I can about your work. Thank you.